morning. My guest this morning is Walter Blair Tom, who is a surfer. What else can I say about you? Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, Roland. Thanks for having me.
This is an event that basically you are the center of, which is tomorrow night at the History Museum of Sonoma County. Talk about it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, my parents probably wouldn't be surprised to hear that it's me trying to be the center of attention again.
Yeah, mine too.
But yeah, tomorrow night will be about a lot about myself and my family history, influences of my art, as well as some surfing history, surf culture, surfboard art, kind of all intertwined, really revolving around some themes of loss and identity and reclaiming things that we sometimes don't know about and wish we could in the past, and turning them into something that we can help ourselves understand and our communities understand.
So when did you begin surfing?
I began surfing when I was about 12 or 13 years old in Hawaii. Had an extended family vacation there, probably about four or five families, and everyone wanted to go surfing except for me to go take a lesson. And my parents pushed
me.
Said. I said, no, I don't want to do that. And my parents pushed me, and I was just a little kid with braces. Got pushed in on my first wave and rode it all the way in and was kind of hooked. I think my parents probably regret pushing me out into that scenario, but it kind of, since the age of 12 or 13, has taken over my life for the past 20 years.
When did it become a matter of art as well as a matter of just surfing?
Probably around the end of junior high and moving through high school. If I go back and look through my notes, you can see a lot of little waves drawn in the lines and little surfers inside the barrel little dreamy scapes of you know, warm, sunny beaches as opposed to the cold, dreary, misty, dark ones that we have out here in Sonoma County.
So like my son Lucas, whom we discussed a little earlier before the interview, you've been everywhere that there's surf pretty much.
I've been trying, not everywhere yet, and hopefully they'll keep finding new spots because of surfers like us and your son and the rest of our friends out there, you know, traveling and looking for waves. But I've been through Indonesia and Sumatra and Hawaii, a lot of Central America as well, in Mexico, sometimes just driving down and sometimes taking boat rides and just always exploring through word of mouth, or you see a picture in a magazine, you dig deeper,
Write
some emails, make some phone calls, figure out where to go.
So No Waves, No Glory is what tomorrow night's performance is. How does it work?
So tomorrow they will begin in with a cocktail reception, I think around 6:30. So you can come hang out, we can chit chat, and then I'll begin the lecture around 7 o'clock. It'll dive into some personal family history, as it is an Asian American history exhibit from the Smithsonian. It will also talk about my Asian American background, as well as what I did in graduate school was a lot of work on surfers, explorations, and migration. So a lot of transnational traveling and communities in the borderlands.
Yeah.
So I'll be discussing, my specific area is in modern Latin American history, and so I did a lot of ethnographic research in El Salvador and Nicaragua. So I'll be going through some we'll be basically talking story is what surfers call it, and I'll be sharing some intimate details of stories that I've heard from hanging out with locals down there, and also from the expats from the U.S. and Hawaii and Australia that kind of settled those regions in the 60s and 70s.
Boy, it's a whole world all by itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to cover in an hour because we're going to want to dive into the artwork as well, not just mine, but the rest of the surf world and the art that's going on, and also how the community has evolved, all the different subcultures of surfing.
That just sounds fascinating. People know about surfing, sort of, but they don't know about this aspect of it, really.
It's gotten a lot more popular, you know, especially in the last 15 years or so. But it's kind of going through many different types of cultural revolutions. We have a lot of environmental and eco-activism going on within the community, and it's a very, very strange community. It's always really hard to explain, especially in a short amount of time. But there are things like territorialism and localism.
Well, let's tell people that this is No Waves, No Glory. It's tomorrow night, August 13th, at the History Museum of Sonoma County, which is 425 7th Street in Santa Rosa. For information, 579-1500, online, sonomacountymuseum.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.